Well, Chris Robinson, our local historian, joins us on the Sunday Supplement. Chris, welcome. We normally do this in the middle of the month, but we thought we'd wait until the end of the month because of what's happening at Wembley tomorrow.
Indeed. And it's a grand day out for thousands and thousands of people.
But not you.
Not me.
Now, let's just establish your credentials before you tell us why you aren't going. You and your dad were stadium announcers, weren't you, at Home Park?
35 years, yeah. Father did it a year or two more than I did, but we were there. He started in 69. I followed him the following season, and between us, we did it until about 2005.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because I've had similar experiences at another club as a match day announcer. Did you...
Can you not mention the Saints?
I don't mind mentioning it was Southampton, and... And for the couple of seasons that I did it, I never really enjoyed the football because I was always on duty and thinking about what I had to do next. Did you find you actually watched the game differently?
Very much so. Not least of which, because we had a much better view once we were paid off with our season tickets in the stand. Mm. So I can now see the game much better. And I don't have to be... I know it sounds daft, but you're kind of tense all the way through it in case something happens and you have to be across it. And there was a while when we had to do the golden goal as well, and so you had to stop the clock, and there'd inevitably be arguments because they were saying, well, did you stop it when the referee stopped it? And did you restart it? And my ticket was only three seconds out.
Yeah. And the worst thing, of course, is to have a microphone in your hand when something goes the way you didn't want it to, and you sort of say what you think before you realise it's switched on. But anyway, never happened, did it?
The other element to it as well is that when people come into a radio studio, they're aware that the microphones might be live. I don't know what it was like at Southampton, but when people popped into the announcer's box, they just assumed they could blurt out whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
And they didn't notice whether you were on mic or not.
Well, I was pitching it. So I was sat next to the bench. This was in the time of Harry Redknapp. So I used to hear some interesting things, but I can't repeat them. Anyway, so the point of it all is this. You're not going to Wembley. Why not?
Because I was asked by MP Oliver Colville some time ago if I'd give a talk on Jutland and the Plymouth impact of the Battle of Jutland.
Which is the 100th anniversary, isn't it?
On the 31st, on Tuesday. And I thought, yeah, that's great, that's fine. Then the date got shifted because of Heritage Month and everything to the Bank Holiday Monday. And I didn't think anything of it to start with. And it's not only the same day, but I give talks on a very regular basis, but they're usually in the evening. This is in the afternoon, and this, there's three talks. I'm the middle one of the three. Between 3 and 5 o'clock. So I can't, don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
Watch the game live on television.
No, anyway. I was laughing at the image of you with an earpiece listening to it whilst you're talking to your audience. Well, I'm so sorry you're not going to be there, but we are going to talk about Argyle in print. And is there much published material about the history of Argyle?
There's a huge amount. Various people have done books over the years. Andy Riddle's done a couple. The names all escape me. But I have them all on my shelf, so they shouldn't escape me. Gordon Sparks has written huge amounts on Argyle and done a book. There was a great book that came out by Russell just before Christmas on the ground and the various stages of the ground and the appearances of it. And what fantastically well-researched book. And a lovely coffee table book to boot. And so there have been, Harley Law done books on Argyle in the past, Argyle Classics. And Sid Tonkin, I think, did about the first one, All About Argyle, which came out over 50 years ago, 1963-64.
Yeah.
And we did one a decade or so ago, which had every profile of every player from 1920 onwards. And the 1920s was a golden period for Argyle, straight after the First World War. They nearly got promotion to the next flight. They were second at a time when only the top club went up, three or four seasons in a row, and then eventually went up, by which time the team had aged a little. The common perception is, if they'd have gone up in that first season and had that same team, they might have bounced all the way through to the top flight, which is a position every Argyle fan will know is somewhere we've never been.
No, and the biggest city in the country never to have been there now.
Absolutely.
After Hull City achieved it. So, yeah, funny. Yeah, you're talking about that pre-war period. Of course, Southampton and Argyle were regular rivals, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, yeah.
And the top clubs at that level, really.
Yeah, and the last time we played them at Southampton, I think we beat them. Yes. And that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, you did some cartoons of it, didn't you?
Indeed, yeah.
Well, anyway, so look, we're so sorry that you aren't going to be there tomorrow, but I think you'll be there in spirit.
I was there 20 years ago when Ronnie Morget scored that wonder goal and gave so many people so much pleasure. Yeah. And the Darlington fans were very accommodating, actually. They recognised that they'd been outplayed, beaten on the day, and the atmosphere was fantastic after the game. I'm very confident. I wasn't before the run into the very end of the season. We should have got there automatically.
Yeah.
But we blew that. But the performances, the last couple of performances at Home Park, particularly against Pompey and Hartlepool, have just been stunning.
Yeah.
So I think if they take that fire in their bellies into the new Wembley Stadium, which no Argyle fans ever seen them play at before, because they'd only been at the old Wembley Stadium that once.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big day out.
It's going to be a great day. As always, Chris, thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully next time we meet, Argyle will be a League One club.
Well, indeed. And just one last PS to that. The two other times we nearly made Wembley, in the FA Cup against Watford, lost 1-0, and almost in the League Cup against Leicester City, and look where they are now.
There you go. The sky's the limit.